Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Oyv Dalid, v'zeh b'chinas hatzdoko shulchanaka. Now you can understand why the Shulchan Aruch makes special mention of giving tzedakah on Chanukah. So tzedakah applies, 365 days a year. And yet the Shulchan Aruch says that on Chanukah there's a special mitzvah to give tzedakah. Shenoyagin kol Yisrael leharbois b'tzedakah b'chanukah. There's a custom, a Jewish custom, to give extra tzedakah on Chanukah. Ki al yidei hatzedakah machnin metzach hanochosh sheyoynek mizikne ador shein boim shleimus kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal had said in Likutei Moran that these bad zakenim, the type of zakenim who don't add das and don't add kiddusha every day of their lives when they're old, but on the contrary, they're just going through a deterioration process, tzedakah is the thing that's machnia those bad zakenim. It's machnia the metzach hanochosh, which is the opposite of rotzayim, which is teva. So as not to allow this metzach hanochosh to chas v'sholom, overpower the metzach harotzon. Shezeh naseh rak al yidei tzedakah. The only thing that's able to affect that is tzedakah. Kimavur heitei b'Torah now, as Rabbeinu Zal explained very, very well in this chapter in Likutei Moran, that another name for tzedakah is rotzon. If you look throughout the Chumash, I think Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote it soon. Whenever it talks about the Jews bringing korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash, those korbanos were tzedakah, right? Shalosh pomim bashono yiroa kol zechurcha l'espnei Hashem algecha v'lo yiroa ponai reikon ish kimat nas yodoi kivirkas Hashem lekash nesaloch. It was a mitzvah to bring tzedakah to the Beis Hamikdash when you came for the three holidays. What was the tzedakah? The korbanos, the sacrifices. And what's written about them? L'rotzoin l'fnei Hashem. Throughout all the korbanos, there's tremendous emphasis that it should be l'rotzoin l'fnei Hashem. Because tzedakah is synonymous with rotzoin. Tzedakah gives chizuk to the metzach ha-rotzoin, and tzedakah destroys the metzach ha-nochosh. Those are two opposites. Al kein marbin b'tzedakah b'chanukah. Therefore, you could understand why on the holiday of Chanukah we give a lot of tzedakah, extra tzedakah, kidei lahachnia metzach hanochosh sheyoynek mizikne ador shein boim shlemus, to try to subdue and defeat the metzach hanochosh yavon. As we said earlier, it was the symbol of metzach hanochosh teva. Their banner, their flag was teva, no rotzon Hashem. They said kisvu lechem al keren ashor shein lechem chelek belokai Yisrael, deny Hashem's existence. Everything is the sciences, and our own wisdoms and knowledge, that kind of thing. So on Chanukah, we want to subdue, we want to knock out the Metzach HaNochosh, which draws its strength from the Zekanim of Klipa, the Zekanim that are not Moisev Das. Ulahadbir Shoyrish HaRotzoim, Shemizgaber Al Yidei Zekanim Shebikdusha, Shemoisif Mor V'Das B'chol Yom V'Yoyim. We want to give strength to the Shoyrish HaRotzoim, which feeds on the Zekanim that are Moisev Das every day, and are Moisev Kiddusha. Shezeo bechinas ner Chanukah. This is the concept of the lights of Chanukah, that we light a candle every day, representing adding new light every day, bringing new light to our lives every day. Bechinas ner Chanukah moisef ha'hoylech. And we know that we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, who says that when it comes to the candles of Chanukah, moisef ha'hoylech. Rav Nosson Zal's teaching it that Ner Chanukah represents the concept of Moisef HaHoylech. It represents the concept of a Yid not stagnating ever. Even when he gets older and supposedly slows down physically, on the contrary, Beruchnius, he's going further and faster and better. The older he gets, like wine, like good wine, the more older it gets, the better it gets. So too, the Zekanim of Kiddusha, the older they get, the better they get. Their Avodas Hashem gets better and better. Validei hatzedakah marchiven hapsochim shel kol ha'hascholos. Rabbeinu Zal had explained in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that usually every mitzvah that a person does is sort of like a doorway leading to Hashem. Zeh ha'shar l'Hashem, that concept. But Rabbeinu Zal said that very often it's hard to break a doorway, or to make a doorway. When you got a wall and you decide to break a door through there, it takes tremendous effort. And Rabbeinu Zal said this was the concept of what the Gemara says, kol hascholois koshois. The beginning is very difficult always, because you got to make a Pesach. Whereas Rabbeinu Zal said that tzedakah is mesugal for helping with that, because by tzedakah the pasuk says posoyach tiftach, open your hands to the poor man, open your heart to the poor man. So that tzedakah is mesugal to open all openings. Tzedakah gives the person a real ability to make a new start in avodas Hashem, because of posoyach tiftach. Means this mitzvah is all about making a new opening, a new beginning. Nikra Chanukah. Now you could understand why this holiday, which we're showing you, is represents this whole chapter in Likutei Moran. This is why the holiday is called Chanukah, Loshen Chanoich. Bechinas Chanoich Lanar Al Pi Darkoi. Chinuch means when you're first starting to teach a child about serving Hashem. That's called Chinuch. Ki oz yecholim lehischanech lahaschel b'avodas Hashem. Because it's through the tikkunim of Chanukah. What are the tikkunim of Chanukah? The being moisif oyer v'das every single day, which represents the zakein, the 8 days, which represents the zokein de kedusha, and the shemen, which is ratzoin, zokein de kedusha, kashemen atoiv yoredala zokein. Through all of those things, a person is able to make a haschol and avoidas Hashem. That's why this holiday is called the holiday of beginnings, of chinuch. Ki tzedoko hi ha-haschol shel kol ha-haschols. Because Rabbeinu Zal teaches us that tzedakah is the beginning of all beginnings. And this is why you'll note the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Rabbi Elozer, Yohiv, you would say that usually what's the beginning? The beginning is Emuna. We mentioned many times that Malchus is the beginning of all the spheres. The Tikkun Zera says, Zeh Hashar Lashem, Tzadikim Yavoy Yavoy. What's the gateway that leads to Hashem? Hashar is the letters Ho'eser. The 10 spheres represent the gateway that leads to Hashem. Which is the shahr of all 10? Malchus. Malchus is the entranceway. That's the beginning. You can't start without Malchus. What is Malchus? Emuna. Tefillah. And what comes before Tefillah? The Gemara says, Rabbi Elozer, Yohiv Pruta, Vohodar Matzli. Rabbi Elozer would first give a coin to tzedakah, and then daven. Why? Because he said, because the pasuk says, Vani betzedek echze ponecho. How do I get to see the face of Hashem, that ponim of Kedusha, the oyer haponim of Kedusha, that through tzedakah? Because tzedakah is what makes the opening. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes this pasuk, Chanoich lanar. That Chanoich is called nar. He's kaviyochel the gopher in heaven. He's the Hashem's shamas kaviyochel, the closest angel to Hashem in heaven is Chanoich, who is the Malach Memtez, who became the Malach Memtez.
In the story, the first beggar, so the eagle is
exactly
very old but very young.
For sure, and that's where we have the 8 zakenim. There were exactly 8 zakenim over there. Rav Nosson Zal explains in Hilchas Tefillin, Likutei Halachos, that's where you have the 8 boxes of the Tefillin. So that this number 8, these 8 days of Chanukah, represent those 8 holy men, where each one was older than the other one. Each one proved his old age. You follow? This one said, I remember this far back, I remember this far back, and the other one said, I remember nothing. He was the oldest of all of them and the youngest of all of them. So we see that this concept of Chanukah is chinuch, its beginning, and where does the beginning draw from? From the oldest age. They say that a baby and an old person are the same. They both have the wrinkles. That when a baby is born, it's wrinkled like an old man, you know, that kind of thing. There's a connection between the end and the beginning, you know, that kind of thing. That the haschola, there's a connection between the haschola, which is stoko, which is it, and the end, which is the zokin dikdusha, you know, that zokin, the one who's 80 years old, you know, that concept. V'zehu b'chinas Chanukah shenikra al shem Chanukah sabei samikdosh. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why we know that another reason why this holiday is called Chanukah is because that's when the Beis HaMikdash had a renewal. Ki ikar hizgalus harotzoin hualidei sholosh regolim. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran that when is there the greatest display in the world that everything that happens is based on the Rotzon of Hashem? on the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Shekoirin u'megalin es harotzoin. They're called Mikroi Kodesh. They announce Hashem because we're commemorating miracles, and a miracle proves that there's no teva on everything. V'ikr kiddushas hagimel regolim hu bebeis hamikdash. The main holiness of the three holidays was in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the things changed on the holidays. Sheshom hoyutzrichim lalois beregel. That's where all Jews had a mitzvah to go up to the Beis HaMikdash on the holidays. Three times a year, all the men should go see Hashem. Kishon beBeis HaMikdash hoyu kol hakorbonos, because the Beis HaMikdash was the place where all the korbanos were brought. Shebekulam nemar lerotzoin, where if you look in the Chumash, you see by each one of the sacrifices, there's tremendous emphasis that it should be lerotzoin lefnei Hashem, lerotzoin lerotz. Vizeb, you follow? Why? Because we said that the holidays are the time of his galus harotzoin, and the place, the site, that's the time of his galus harotzoin. What's the place where there was the greatest Hizgalus Rotzin? The Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos there were 10 miracles there constantly in the Beis HaMikdash. A site of miracles is a site of Hizgalus Rotzin. That's where you see there's no Teva. It's all from Hashem. V'zeo b'chinas koyhanim b'avoidosam u'levim b'duchanam v'yisroel b'ma'amodam. The Gemara says that during in the Beis HaMikdash there was a three-prong attack in a sense. The Kohanim were doing their thing, and the Levim were doing their thing, and the Israelim were doing their thing together. Kohanim u'Levim ze bechinas oyer hachesed shemekablen al yidei ayira. We know that Kohen always represents chesed. Levi represents din. They represent the chesed and the yira that Rabbeinu Zalt speaks about in that chapter in the Kutumran, where we said that there is a certain level of chesed by Hashem, where when that chesed is flowing, there's no need to work. The parnosa comes by itself. The person doesn't have to go. The person could be oisek and avoid this Hashem, and the parnosa will happen by itself. And then we said, but that chesed, there's a danger in it being too much. It has to be within a constriction. The constriction, we said, was yira. Yira was the keli for that chesed. So Rav Nosenthal says that's why in the Beis HaMikdash she had the Kohanim who represent Chesed, the Kohanim who didn't go to work. What was their work in the Beis HaMikdash? They didn't work in a factory or in computers or salesmen selling jade. They were in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Kohen. We see that that was represented in the Beis HaMikdash. And they also had the Levim supporting them. Supporting them meaning helping them, which represents the Yira, the Tzimtzum on the Chesed. Sheze b'chinas ki porach matei aharon lebeis Levi. Kemay shekosav shom. Rabbeinu Zalman Likutei Moran quotes this posuk that the stick of aharon shone lebeis Levi. The chesed constricted within the yira. The kol zena salidei his galus arotzoim. And what makes this happen? What makes that chesed of Hashem flow to such a point? It's the Izgalus HaRotzoim, Shenizgala Alidei Yisrael B'mamodom, which was activated by the Yisraelim reading the special sections in Chumash, which they read while the sacrifices were being brought. B'maisa Bereishis U'B'parshas Hazinu. The Gemara tells us that the portions of the Chumash which the Yisraelim read while the sacrifices were being brought were the story of creation, the beginning of the Chumash, and the Shiras HaAzinu. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why, how that's Mekusher to our topic. Shehu Bechinas Hizgalus HaRotzoin. Those sections of the Torah deal specifically with Hizgalus HaRotzoin. Shemegalin Shashem Yizborah Borah HaKoyel Bertzoinoi B'sheishis Mei Bereishis. The beginning, I don't have to tell you, is Hizgalus HaRotzoin. In the beginning of Chumash, that's where we say that Hashem said, let there be light. Hashem said, let there be water. You know, all the different things. That's super Hizgalus HaRotzoin. Shezeu b'chinas ma'ase bereishis shayukoyrim anshei ha'maimad. This is why the Yisraelim who were serving in the Beis HaMikdash in conjunction with the Kohanim Levim, that's the part of the Chumash that they read. That was the first part that they read while sacrifices were being brought. So we see that that's his galus harotzayin. V'chein parshas hazinu medaberes gamkein ho'ikr me'emuna. And if you look at Hazinu, it's also talking about faith in Hashem. Shehakol b'ritzoni yisborach. That everything that happens is purely ratzon Hashem. There's no such thing as teva. Kemoy shemoychicham sham, as we find Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanding the Jews over there, Zechor yemoy soilam, remember the earlier days, binu shnois dor vador, remember way back in the beginning that all of this didn't come by itself. Hashem created everything. V'siim sham, and he concludes over there, re'u ata, observe now, ki ani ani hu, ani yomis v'achaye, mochatzli v'ani erpo, ve'ein miyodi matzil. Look at the whole world and see that it's me, Hashem, who's in charge of everything. And nothing happens here without my saying, and nobody's going to escape me. That's what the whole Shira Sazinu is. It's proclaiming the Izgalus HaRotzayim. Hainu, Shehakol B'Ritzon Yisborach, Im Lomus Im Lachayim. Now you understand why it's specifically those two sections of the Chumash which were being read by the Israelim during that time of Korbanos. Because they illustrate this Hizgalus HaRotzayim in a big way. V'zeu b'chinas ho'even shesio shehoye b'beis HaMikdash. Now you could also understand why one of the main items in the Beis HaMikdash was the Even Shesia, that special rock, Shehu Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was in the Holy of Holies, Shemishom Iker Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. It's from the Holy of Holies that the main holiness of the Beis HaMikdash comes from. Ki Hu Even Shesia Kodesh Kadoshim Hu Bechinas Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois. That rock represents the ultimate Rotzoin, Riva the Riven. Shesho Mikashrin Kol Horitzoinos. Rabbeinu Zal Nikutei Moran spoke about a concept of gathering together all the Ritzoinos of Klal Yisrael and plugging them into the ultimate Ratzon, the Ratzon of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal Nikutei Moran, they quote a pasuk where it says, Even Shlemo Ritzoinoi. Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote it here. We see there's a pasuk that refers to the rock as the symbol of Ratzon. Ki zehu bechinas mashalokach Yaakov avnei hamokoim vayosem rashoisav. This is what the Torah means when it tells us that when Yaakov Avinu discovered the site of the Beis HaMikdash, he took the rocks that were there and he placed it under his head, v'nichlelu kulam be'even echod, and all 12 stones merged together to become one, b'ho even shesir. They all merged into the even shesir. Ki even hu bechinas rotzoin, because the term Even Rock represents Ratzon. Bechinas Even Shlemo Ritzoinoi. His willpower was like a solid rock. So we see the term Ratzon is compared to Even. Hainu Shelokach Kol HaRitzoinois Shem Bechinas Avonim Kanal. Yaakov Avinu took all the individual Ritzoinois, which were represented by those individual rocks, V'kololam kulam bo'even shesia, and he merged them all and plugged them all into the even shesia, shehu bechinas rotzoin sheberetzoinos, which represents the ultimate rotzoin. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas oyer harotzoin, because Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of rotzoin, shehu bechinas zokein unesui ponim. We mentioned earlier that the term nesias ponim, when we say Yiso Hashem Pono Veilecho, it means that Hashem should show us favoritism. He should show us that he's satisfied. Rotzoin, that's another term for Rotzoin. I want you means I like you, I favor you. Those two terms are synonymous. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of Rotzoin, because we see the Torah, he's the one who's called Zokein Unesui Ponim, an elder with a face that glows, knows that likable, very wantable. Bechinas Mevakshe Ponecho Yaakov. We see there's a pasuk that says Mevakshe Ponecho Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu represents this Nesui Ponim, this concept of Rotzoin. Bechinas Vohodarto Pnei Zokein. There's a pasuk that says you should respect and beautify the face of the elder. Bechinas Shufrei de Yaakov. And as the Gemara tells us, that the beauty of Yaakov was comparable to the handsomeness and beauty of Yaakov Avinu was comparable to the handsomeness of Adam Arishin. He's the face in the moon. He's the one who represents this Yiso Hashem Pono Veilecho, this Nesui Ponim, this concept of Hizgalos HaRotzon. That's what he represents. V'alkein, Now Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, based on this, you could understand kishehekitz Yaakov mishnosoi, that when Yaakov Avinu woke up from his sleep after the dream, v'nodar Yaakov neder. The pasuk says, what did he do? He made a vow for charity. V'ikra neder hoyo. What was his main neder? V'ho even azoyis asher samti matseva. This rock which I have made into an altar, Yihia Beis Elokim, will be a house of Hashem. Here will be built a house of Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash. V'choyla asher titen li aser ahasrenu loch. And he invented the mitzvah of tzedakah. You know, he proclaimed this concept of tzedakah, of which the most important aspect is maaser. Hainu shenodar loseis tzedakah. Yaakov Avinu made a vow that he's going to give charity. Ki ikar his galus harotzoin shezehu ikar kedusha asoven shesia kedushas beis hamikdash alidei tzedakah. Because the mitzvah that we can do that proclaims the rotzoin of Hashem, and that's the basis for the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash, is this mitzvah of tzedakah. Nimtza, therefore we see from this, she'ikar harotzoi nizgala b'Beis Hamikdash, that the main place where Hashem showed us that we were His favorites, and that He wants us and likes us, is the Beis Hamikdash. She'shom alias kol hatfilos. Because we know that Beis Hamikdash is the place where all the prayers of the Jews come up via there. So again, tefillah is his galus haratzon. Because tefillah means there's no teva, there's no mother nature. If I believed in nature, I wouldn't daven. If nature dictates that I should be well, the stars say that I should be rich or poor, what's my prayer going to help? Tefillah shows that I believe in ratzon, not in teva. And we know the place where all the tefillahs of the world go up is via the Beis Hamikdash. Sheheim his galus haratzim. Tfila is the manifestation of ratzim. Ki atfila hi hepecha teva. Tfila changes teva. It's the opposite of teva. Ki hateva mechayev kach. Mother nature or the fate would design such and such. V'hatfila meshana teva. And tfila changes that. Umegale shehakol b'ritzino yisparach. And it proclaims that everything is purely dependent on Hashem's will. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 9 in the Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, V'al kein hoyu b'beis hamikdash kamo nisim tomid. This is why the Torah tells us about the Beis Hamikdash, that it was a place where there were several miracles going on constantly. As it says in Perkei Avos, in the 5th Perek, Asoro nisim nasu l'avoseinu b'beis hamikdash. There were 10 miracles taking place in the Beis Hamikdash at all times. Ki hanisim heim hepechateva, because miracle is again the opposite of mother nature. You know, faith in mother nature. Believe bechinas is galus haratzon. A miracle shows that Hashem can do whatever He wants. It doesn't have to be this way. Fire doesn't have to go out after a certain period of time. The fire in the Beis Hamikdash burned constantly. There was no such thing as that fire ever going out, chas v'shalom. And to say that when meat spoils, or when you're working with meat in the hot summer, impossible that there shouldn't be flies. In the Beis Hamikdash, they were dealing with thousands of pounds of meat and everything, and blood and everything, and a fly was never seen in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because Hashem said, flies stay out. Not because they had pesticides and shmesta. Hashem said, do not enter flies, or else. Period. So we see it's not natural that wherever there's blood, the flies are. It's based on the command of Hashem that a fly does go somewhere or doesn't go somewhere. So the Beis Hamikdash was the center of his galus haratzon. Tzedakah, the mitzvah of tzedakah, is his galus haratzon. That's our showing that it's everything from Hashem. Because a person who doesn't give, why doesn't he give? Because it's mine. I earned it. This is my money. I earned it and it belongs to me. What? Who are you? And a person who gives tzedakah shows that this ain't mine. It's Hashem's. Hashem said, 9 for me, 1 for you. Silly thing. Minimum, you know. And if it's Hashem's, it's easy to give. To give away someone else's money isn't so hard. To give away your own money, ooh, that's difficult. But if you know it's not yours, it's a little easier. You know that Hashem, the fact that I earned every penny here, it came only from Hashem. It's not because I went to work, and it's not because I designed this wonderful invention. Hashem gave me the wisdom. Hashem gave me, you know, everything. V'alkein habeis hamikdosh hu mokoim hayira. Now, one of the things that was mentioned in this chapter in Likutei Moran, related to his galus haratzon, was yira. Ritzon yireyov yase. That ratzon makes yira. So Rabbi Engzal says, now you can understand why the Beis Hamikdash, which was a center of Ratzon, was also called Yira. K'moy shekosuv, as Yaakov Avinu said, Ma noiro hamokom hazeh. Wow, this place is awesome. And it was called Yireya. Avram Avinu called it Yira. Ki bahar Hashem Yeroer. Remember? Ki ikra hayira na saideh hizgalus haRatzon. Because what imposes fear on people? When Hashem shows that everything's within His control, when it looks to people like Mother Nature's running the world, so there's nobody to be afraid of. Mother Nature's a nice lady. But when people see that there's a Hashem, when people see miracles, they see His galus haratzon, that Hashem is making miracles and Hashem's in charge of everything, that places fear of Hashem upon people. V'zeu b'chinas Chanukah, b'chinas Chanukah sabeis hamikdash. And this is all tied into the holiday of Chanukah, because one of the reasons why it has that name Chanukah is because that's when the Beis Hamikdash was reinitiated. Ki oz mamshichim he'oras haratzon, because it's on this holiday of Chanukah specifically that we're able to draw upon ourselves this light of ratzon. U'machnien chochmas hateva, and we subdue and destroy the chochmas hateva, the Greeks, what they represented. Shaydeze machnin mechanchin habeis hamikdosh. That's how we initiate the Beis Hamikdosh. Ki ikar hamshochas hakdusha habeis hamikdosh hu alidei hizgalus haratzon shenizgale alidei azkenim shebikdusha shemoisifim or kedusha b'chol yom v'yom shemaskinim. Because the main thing that fills the Beis Hamikdosh with holiness is the revelation of ratzon. And that revelation of Ratzon comes via those elders of Kedusha who add new Kedusha every single day. They're constantly doing new mitzvahs and growing in levels of Das of Hashem. Shezeu b'chinas ner Chanukah. This is the concept of the candle of Chanukah that we spoke about earlier. Moisef Oheilich. That it represents those elders of Kedusha who are growing every day. They're going to higher and higher levels every day. V'alkein hoyo hanes shel Chanukah alidei kohanim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you can understand why the Torah tells us that the miracle of Chanukah took place through the chashmonoim, kohanim. Zeo b'chinas v'omdu zorim v'ro'o tzoinchem v'atem kohani Hashem tikru. Because Rav Nosson Zal says in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that if a Jew is zeiche, he doesn't have to work to earn his money. He can be a kohen. He can be in the service of Hashem, and Hashem will provide for him. So that's where the Pasuk says, the strangers will rise up, and they will take care of your sheep, and they will take care of your vineyards, and you will be Kohanim, you will be holy priests. That's what Rabbeinu Zal said in the chapter in Likutei Moran. This is why the emphasis on Chanukah, of the miracle taking place through the Kohanim, Shezeu nasa alidei tzedakah, which we said, this hizgalus haratzon takes place through tzedakah, shaydeze mizgale haratzon. Our giving of tzedakah is what proclaims to the world that everything is b'rtzon Hashem, shezeu b'chinas Chanukah. That's what Chanukah represents. V'zeu b'chinas paragraph vav. V'zeu b'chinas ner Chanukah somuch la'pesach. This is why one of the laws of Chanukah is that the preferred place to put the menorah is near the entrance of your house, so that people can see it. Ze ha-pesach, ze b'chinas tzedakah. The entranceway. We spoke about that in Likutei Moran, right? We spoke about making entrances, making openings, remember? That's the concept of tzedakah. Shemarchavas kol ha-psochim. Tzedakah widens all the openings. Bechinas posoyach tiftach, as the pasuk says, open your hand, open your heart to the poor man. Vaydeze ikar heoras haratzon aydeaz kenem shebikdusha. We said that's what makes all of this happen. Shezeu bechinas ner Chanukah, which was the symbol of ner Chanukah. Ki aydei tzedakah nichna metzach hanochosh sheyoymek mizikne ador sheinboim shlemos. Tzedakah is the thing that has the ability to subdue the Netzach HaNochosh, that power of Tumah, which draws on those people who, as they get older, they don't add Kedusha, they don't add Das. V'oz Nizgale Ha'oras Haskenim Shebikdusha. And when you subdue those bad Zakenim, suddenly you bring forth the Zakenim, the holy Zakenim, Sha'al Yodom Nizgale Ha'rotzen Ha'kanal, which are the ones who proclaim the Rotzen of Hashem. V'zeu b'chinas ner Chanukah somoch lepesach. This is why the Gemara tells us that you should light the menorah near the entranceway. Ki ha'oras hazgenim shebikdusha shenegalem harotzim hu al yidei tzedakah shebichinas poseach tiftach. They're showing us that you want to know where your menorah is going to get its light from. The menorah, the eight candles in the menorah, represent the zokin of kedusha. We said is the 80-year-old. 70 is called a normal lifespan. Old is 80. From 80 and on, a person's entering into old age. Over 70, that kind of thing. So you want to know where the menorah gets its light from? It gets it from the Pesach, the entranceway, which is Tzedakah. By Tzedakah, it says in the Chumash, Posoyach Tiftach. It's the oil, the Rotzoin, which is Nizgaleh through the midst of Tzedakah, that's what shines into the Zekenim of Kedusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ha-shemen shel Chanukah. This is also the reason why we use oil on Chanukah. Ki shemen hu b'chinas rotzoin. Because oil is the symbol of rotzoin, desire, kemoy shekosu, as the Pasuk says about one of the 12 tribes, Yehi Ritzu Yechov, he will be the desired one of all his brothers. I think it says it by Osher. He will be the desired one of all his brothers, V'toyveil b'shemen ragloi, and he will dip his feet in oil. U'kemay shepirish Rashi al posuk v'chevel ol mipnei shemen. There's a posuk there that mentions this term shemen, and Rashi says over there, shemen zechizkiyo hamelech. Oil represents the king. The Jewish king was anointed with oil, chizkiyo hamelech, shehoyon noyach ledoiron kishemen, who was as smooth-flowing for his generation, he was as liked and as easy-going to his people like oil. Hainu bechinas noyach umerutza ladoyer kashemen. We see that oil is the symbol of something where things go very smoothly. When somebody says, I want things to go the way I like it, the way I want. What do I want? I want smooth. This concept of Merutza, someone who's well-liked by everyone. He doesn't make waves. We talk about waves or turbulent. Things are turbulent. It implies it's not the way we like it. Whereas the concept of things flowing smoothly, or a person who's a smooth person, no rough edges, it means one who is liked by people, that kind of thing. So Rav Nosson Zal wants to show here that oil itself represents this concept of rotzon. Nimtza sheshemen hu bechinas rotzoin v'hizgalus ha-rotzoin hu ayidei bechinas zokin shebikdusha kanal. And we said that the ones who reveal the rotzoin are the elders, the holy elders. Shezeu bechinas kashemen ha-toiv al-aroish yored al-azokon. This is why it talks about the oil flowing down the old man, person who has that old age. And again, old means mellow, the opposite of turbulent. Oldness represents this mellowness where he can get along with people better. A person who's young in his young years, he's hot-blooded, gets into fights more easily. As he gets older, he's supposed to mellow out, where it's much harder to chepe him. It's much harder to get him nervous. Now he's mellow. He's much more easygoing. And this is why we said you have both sides. You have the Zekenim of Kedusha, and you have the opposite. You have certain people who, the older they get, the more farbissen. In Yiddish there's a word, farbissen, where nasty, where everything bothered, the slightest move, rawr, and they can't handle any noise, and they'll be particular about the silliest, most ridiculous things, they'll make them crazy, you know, that kind of thing. That's the two sides of this. The Zekenim who are Moisiv Das, where by them it's his Galus HaRotzoin and it's Shemen, and you have these Zekenim who are not Moisiv Das at all, where it's the opposite. V'zehu Zekan Aharoin. Note, this is why the Pasuk says, Kashemen hatoiv hayored al aroish al azokin zekan aharoin. Aharoin daiko, ki ikr bechinas hakohuna, bechinas aron hakoyen, nimshach al yidei horotzoin. Because we said earlier that the concept of kohuna, which represents the ahava, the rotzayin dikdusha, comes via rotzayin. Sha'al yedezeh nase yira. We said when there's rotzayin, it generates yira. Ritzayin yirei of yaseh. Vayde yira nishpah chesed. And when there's yira, then you have a keli into which the chesed can be put. Shehu b'chinas koyin. Chesed is the koyin. B'chinas va'atem koyhani Hashem tikro. When other people do all your work for you and everything, and you just have things easy as pie, that's this concept of koyin. V'yalkein b'chanaka she'ikroi la'achniyah chochmo yisyovon shu chochma sateva u'legalo yisarotzoyim. Therefore, on Chanukah, where our main objective is to subdue and to destroy the chokhmah of the Greeks, which is chokhmas hateva, the sciences, the lack of faith in Hashem, and to reveal the rotzoin, that's why the main mitzvah on Chanukah is with oil. Because oil is this yihi ritzu yechov v'toivel b'shem en ragloi. Oil is this noyach labriyo, it's this concept of something that's desire, represents a smooth flowing rotzoin. Now, Rav Nosson says, "Va'ayim b'hilchas Chanukah hanichlo b'hilchas klei hayayin halucha aleph oisches shom mavoyer gam kein inyan Chanukah al pi atoranal." If he says, he shows us another place to look in Likutei Halachos where he discusses Chanukah based on the same chapter in Likutei Moran. Ach yefsher la beis hamedrash b'lo chiddush. However, there's no such thing as a discussion of Torah without something new coming up. So, in other words, he's trying to say that even though here we're discussing this, the concept of Chanukah based on this chapter in the Likutei Moran, and there's another place where we discuss Chanukah based on this chapter, you're going to see that there's new things in both places. There are things mentioned here that aren't mentioned there, and vice versa. We'll hold it over here for now. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie all of this into the concept of Shomrim, the watchman who watches for free, and the one who gets paid for watching and everything. He's going to show how that's all connected to this base that we just prepared. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas dinei shomrim shechivo ha-toyres ha-shomer socher b'gneva v'aveda." This is how, with what we've learned so far, we're going to be able to explain the laws of watchmen, that a person who's being paid to watch something is liable for theft or loss. We're talking about theft, not by armed bandits, you know, not where people show up with a gun and stick it in his head. We're talking about theft of where it's due to a little bit of negligence to an extent. However, he's potter. If, let's say, there's a flood or something like that, then he's potter. Whereas if a person borrows something from someone, if a person borrows someone's car to use it, or borrows a pen, there, he's chayev even in oinsen. Even if an accident happens, you know, something totally out of his control, the borrower is still chayev. Kizehu klal godol umavur bedvareinu kama pomim. Rav Nosson Zal says this is a major rule, and it's explained several times in Likutei Halachos. Shekol hahefseidos vahahezekos nimshochim min haklipos shehem mazikei alma. All types of losses that people incur and damages that happen to people's property and possession, it all comes from the klipos shehein mazike alma, which are troublemakers to the world. They do all damage in the world comes from them. V'chol haklipos mazike alma nimshochim min akfirois v'apikursis. And these klipos, what creates them? What creates them is lack of faith. Those people that don't believe in Hashem, the lack of faith in Hashem. Shehein b'chinas chachmei hateva hakoifrim barotzoin. Meaning those people who are the type of scientists who don't believe that everything is in Hashem's control. When they hear miracle, they don't accept that word. That word doesn't exist in their dictionary. They'll try to explain Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, as a scientific, you know, it worked out based on the scientific, you know, that kind of thing. Kikfirois vapikursus hi shoyresh hasitrachro vaklipois. Because lack of faith in Hashem is the foundation of the Sitrachra and the Klipos. That's where that's their command center. That's their point of origin. Ki hayetzahora nikro kel acher kfirois kemavura b'makam acher. Because the Yetzahara is called idols, you know, kelachem, lack of the end, opposite of faith in Hashem. Va'al kein ikur hashmira mikol ha'hezekos v'al'idei emunas ha'rotzoin. Therefore, if a Jew wants to protect himself from all kinds of damage and harm in this world, the way to do it is by believing in Hashem, strengthening his faith in Hashem, that everything is based on Rotzon Hashem. Ki kol ma shemamin biyoser bebechinas harotzon, shehakol b'ratzoni yisborach ve'ein shum teva klal. Because the more a Jew is zeichet to believe 100% that everything that happens in this world is purely because Hashem wants it to happen, and there's no such thing as teva. There's no such thing that in the fall the leaves fall from the trees. Everybody knows that it's nature. It's natural. Baloney. Every leaf that falls off a tree is by the command of Hashem, and it's Hashem's hashgacha prati that this leaf fell off the tree at 11:33 and 41 seconds, and the other leaf fell off the tree at 11:31 and 46 seconds. It's hashgacha prati. Hashem told this one to wait another 4 seconds before it falls off. And to the extent that a person becomes strong in that faith, al yidezeh nidchen hakfirois. That's how a person rejects the lack of faith in Hashem, then is battling kol haklipos, and the person is able to destroy the klipos, the chol maziki alma hanim shochmehem, and all the types of destructive forces in the world which come from the klipos. Vaydezehu nishmar mikol ra, and this is how a person protects himself from any kind of harm, vialkein, from any kind of evil. V'alkein midas emuna nekro shomer kiyodua. Rav Moshe Zal says this is why, according to Kabbalah, emuna, which is faith, is referred to as malchus, and shomer, guarded, is also a concept of malchus. Kiyodua, as is well known, we learned about this earlier. We had this in previous halachas here. Ki ikar hashmiro hualidei emuna shubachinas. Rav Nosson Zal says that the main shmira, the main protection, is through emuna, faith, which is faith in everything is rotzna boire, which means to believe that everything is under the rotzna of Hashem. That's the main shmira for a person.